Hi, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. So I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you have a couple moments.
Like on what?
This is in public opinion. Your name was chosen at random, and we would just like to conduct a quick survey. Do you have a couple moments to spare?
Well, I'm driving.
All right. Well, if it's okay, if it's safe for you, we can go ahead. It's just a few brief questions.
Yeah, if it don't take long.
No, I'll be as quickly as possible. Is this Rose Sugarette? Is this Rose Sugarette, Miss Rose Sugarette?
Who?
Rose Sugarette, ma'am.
Who was that?
I was just wondering if that was your name. That's the name that came up. Now, first, are you in a place?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not my name.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's the name that came up. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so I'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Most likely, I probably won't vote.
Okay, I see. All right, now, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I vote for Biden.
For Joe Biden? I'm sorry, it cut out a little bit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, what is your age?
6 to 8.
Okay, thank you. All right, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm okay with the country.
Okay. Would you say satisfied or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Now, use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? It doesn't have to be any of those. How about protecting Social Security and Medicare? Is that not important at all? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 somewhat important, or 10 being the most important? You can choose any number.
10.
Okay. That would be most important. How about legalizing marijuana on a scale from 1 to 10, 0 to 10?
I said 10.
Okay, 10. Okay, how about protecting voting rights and democracy on a scale from 0 to 10?
I'll say 10.
Okay. Now, fighting inflation and improving economy.
I'll say 10 again.
Okay. How about making housing more affordable?
I'll say 10 with that.
Okay. How about addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine?
I'll say 10 again.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
House is, I don't know, because I don't have no keys.
Okay. All right. Now, banning tobacco products for adults from 0 to 10.
I said 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess he's doing what he can do, you know.
Okay. Strongly approve, you would say?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. Which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. All right? Now, Democrats and Congress.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
I don't know nothing about him either.
Okay. Joe Biden?
I guess he's doing what he can do, you know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. How about the tobacco industry?
I'll say 10 on it still because I smoke too.
Okay. Now, with Joe Biden, I do apologize. I wasn't able to get you, like, any number between 0 and 100. What rating would you give it?
And what?
It's how you feel about, you know, about Joe Biden. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. What number?
I feel 100.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, how do you feel about that?
I say 100 with that and stuff because, mm-hmm. You know, everybody's just sick and with right. Some of the drugs and stuff to help them and everything.
Completely understand that. Now, almost about done, just a few more minutes. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each. I want to ask you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, so how about banning different tobacco products for adults? 0, do you think that's not important at all? Or 5, somewhat important? Or 10, most important? Any number is fine.
I said 10.
Okay.
10.
Perfect. How about reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
So what now?
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
You mean open like an appeal or something?
Like opioid? Opioid.
It's like an appeal or something?
Yes. Opioid is basically it's a drug like that's used in a lot of medications. So, reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, which is another drug. If you're not sure of what that is, that's okay. We can definitely move on with, you know, as a don't know.
No, I don't know.
Okay. How about authorizing prescription medication?
Yeah, I said a 10 because I take a lot of restrictions drugs.
Oh, okay. Okay, how about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Like what?
E-vapor are those electronic cigars that you see a lot of, you know, a lot of people They use that as a substitute for smoking cigarettes, like the electronic cigarettes.
I don't know with that and stuff because I have asthma, and then you know I try to use it to try to stop smoking it, but it makes me cough more. So
I understand.
No, I don't know.
Okay. How about preventing underage tobacco use?
You know, for you talking about like for underage kids?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
I would say no.
Okay. Would you say that's not important at all? On a scale of 0, would you say it's not important at all? Or somewhat important? Number 5 or 10, most important? Any number?
I'll say 10, most important.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. Now, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'll say somewhat support.
Okay, somewhat support, okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you say strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Okay. All right. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Do you think it brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and over should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are other issues more important right now? Do you think should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
That's a top.
Okay. A top priority, okay. All right. Now, I just have a few more questions. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profits. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. That's statement A. Now, statement B says, other people say that government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Now, which of these two statements do you agree with more? A or B, much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, or somewhat more B?
Well, I'll say somewhat more B and stuff because I smoke myself.
I see.
And I'm trying to quit myself, but it's hard.
I see. Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors? Requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
I don't know about that stuff because I'm trying to quit and stuff, and it's kind of hard. It's really kind of hard.
I see. All right. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening? So it's just three items on the list. So the first one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenues across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each of these using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, or 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. I'll read the first one. I'll be as quickly as possible. Again, thank you for your time. Now, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar, and not nicotine or flavors, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't kill people, so this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. Now, based on that statement, on 0, of course, you do not agree at all. On 5, you somewhat agree. And 10, you strongly agree. Any number is fine.
I said 10.
Okay. I'll read the next statement. Today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Now, 0, do not agree at all. 5, somewhat agree. 10, strongly agree. Any number is fine.
I'll say 10 and strongly agree.
Okay. I'll read the last option here. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government, which is a 0, do not agree at all, 5, somewhat agree, or 10, strongly agree. Any number is fine.
That's a 10.
Okay. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me just ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Strongly oppose was the answer?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I struggle not.
Okay. So that would be support or oppose, strongly support or?
No, I oppose.
Okay, somewhat or strongly oppose?
You said over 21?
Yes, to adults 21 and over.
I said no.
Okay, so would that be strongly or somewhat oppose?
Some oppose.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
I would say much more harm.
Okay, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing.
Much less willing.
Okay. All right. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine can be yes or no.
No, I have used no wine.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapor products, like the electronic ones, which we mentioned earlier?
No, I hadn't used none of that.
Okay. Beer?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No. I've ordered some nicotine pouches to try to stop.
Oh, okay. And have you used any of those within the past 30 days, the nicotine patches?
No, I hadn't got them yet.
Okay. How about soda or pop?
Pop. Yes, drink.
Cigars?
Nope.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Okay. Cigarettes?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Huh?
Yeah, if you don't know, that's fine. Heat not burn tobacco products.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You said the last year that I went to school?
Yes. I can read you the options. I'm going to read you some categories. Just stop me when we get to your category. From 1 to the 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, etc.
No, I know that. I didn't go no further than 9th grade.
Oh, okay, 9th grade. So that would be from 1 to the 11th grade. All right. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
A widow.
Okay. All right. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income.
Low income.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I would say a teen and stuff because, I mean, where I live at and stuff, it's okay.
All right. Would you say it's urban or suburban or rural?
Urban.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. All right. Now, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for helping us complete this, okay? I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy, but thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you a great evening, ma'am, and take care.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.